Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey everybody, how are you? This is Jay Matta, and I'm here today to introduce you to Ascended Masters. This is so cool. It's a one-of-a-kind video service directory where you can browse, select, and ascend for the things you're looking for, whether that be courses, products, services, you know, whatever that may be, books. You know, you can actually look and watch a video that's going to describe the products and services that you're looking for. It's very cool. Let me give you an example of how this works. But before I do that, I want to really let you know why we called it Ascended Masters. There's so many awesome people out there that are coming forth. I mean, they are really giving a lot of themselves. They're sacrificing a lot of their lives to really share with us the information that they have been tapped in and tuned in to be able to deliver to us. Yes. So what we've done is we personally feel that they are the embodiment of the ascended masters of our lifetime. They're the new ascended masters. They're the ones that are our ascended masters. They're there to help us in this journey called life. There is nobody that can dispute that things are very different right now. There's nobody that can dispute that, you know, the way we manifest things, whether that be good or bad, it happens so fast. And there's a lot of really amazing spiritual energy. And with the right teachers, with the right programs, with the right direction, you know, we can really harness this regardless of what people think of the outlook in life. We can really harness a lot of these things in our favor right now. Let me show you how the Ascended Masters program works. It's so simple, everybody. Okay, so here you go. This is the homepage right here and featured services. These are some videos that are on here. You can meet the masters. Okay, here's a quick video that describes what it is. Now, here's the categories right here. This is really cool. So you may be looking for a session, a reading, a course, some coaching, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. Conscious business growth is a really cool category. And that's for those of you entrepreneurs out there that are looking for resources to help you with your business, whether that be technically, whether that be marketing wise. So there's going to be some great resources right there for you. I do want to go to courses because that's a popular one right now that people are jumping on. But simply click on something like that, courses, right? You're going to see the different course creators that are on here. Okay. We're on here. Maria's on here. Sean's on there. This is a really cool one. Mark Atwood did. Simply all you got to do is click on the video below and watch a very brief video of that person that describes what it is they've created, how it's going to benefit you, what your results that they think is going to be like, and where you can go ahead and get it, right? So it's really awesome. We've cut down all the stuff for you. So if you're ready in that place in your life and you say, hey, I need something, I need to be able to have a breakthrough in my life, I need someone to handhold me, then click on one of these videos there. This takes so much of that research out of the way for you. It's incredible. So within 5 to 7 minutes, you're gonna click on a video and you're gonna find out if that video is for you. Okay, you're going to find out if you connect with that person. You're going to find out, does this person fit into my plans? Am I part of their soul tribe? Are they going to help me in my journey called life? And you'll know that very quickly by visiting ascendedmasters.store. So enjoy the site, everybody. It's super cool. There's going to be a lot more videos that we're going to be adding on. You're literally going to see them happen daily. Okay, so ascendedmasters.store. Enjoy it. Please share it. Thank you very much. And also, too, if you would like to become an Ascended Master, a part of the program here, and have your products or services listed, just simply click on the link below, or you can email us in the description below for more information. Much love. Thank you very much. And we will see you all next time. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much for your energy exchange with us today. And as always, we hope you woke up in this miracle morning and also having the most fortunate day today. Arcturian hybrid avatar. Have you ever met one? You are about to. Vivian Chauvet. Yes, hope I pronounced that right. Anyways, then she's nodding, so I must have done okay there. So she's here with us today to talk about her journey in life and her connection, right? And what that experience is like and how that can help us on our journey called life. So hang on for this one. You don't want to miss this for sure. Thank you, everybody, for staying connected with us. As always, our links will be in the description below. You can stay connected with us on Telegram, which is, you know, Telegram. And then also to the Ascended Masters links in the description below. Also, hey, we just got a new facelift on Spiritually Raw Live. We're super excited about. We hope you like it. We do. Took us months to get it done, but we got it done. It's in the description below. And thank you all for that. Everybody can watch all that content for free on us for 3 days, completely uncensored. So don't miss out on that one. Am I missing anything?
Mm-hmm. For those of you that are not aware yet, we are also on Roku. It is so easy. All you have to do is click on your Roku and type Spiritually Raw, two words, and all of the videos will pop up. It's makes it so nice to watch the videos. And if you all can please just take one quick second and hit the like button. We surely would greatly appreciate it, as would Vivian. And hit the like button, the notification bell, and we would greatly appreciate, if you love the video, to also share it as well.
So I want to know about the hybrid avatar.
Oh my gosh. Let us all know together. Are you kidding me? I'm dying. This is going to be so much fun. Vivian, her website's right up there, but it's infinitehealingfromthestars.com. Vivian was trained by the Arcturians in the art of holographic and intergalactic frequency healing. Vivian is internationally recognized for her inspirational life journey as an advanced Arcturian hybrid avatar. Now I could stop right there. That's not enough. I can stop, but there's a lot more. Vivian's healing practice and teachings inspire people to live universal consciousness as sovereign divine beings. She specializes in multidimensional frequency healing, conscious channeling, soul matrix healing, and holographic body template upgrade. I have no idea what that means, but we're going to soon find out. She's also the number one Amazon bestselling author of Wisdom of the Silver Sisters, Guiding Grace. She's worked as a hybrid consultant on an award-winning documentary called Extraordinary, The Seeding, and also featured in the award-winning documentary Extraordinary, The Revelation. She's developed the Arcturian Energy Matrix healing modality, and she's also certified in crystalline soul healing, Unity Field Healing, Soul Genesis, Theta Healing, and she's the co-producer of the podcast, The Infinite Star Connections.
Wow, that's a lot of cool stuff going on there. Vivian, nice to meet you, and thank you for everything, for being here today. Appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's wonderful to be here, to meet with both of you, and also to connect with everyone who will be listening. It's a joy to be here with both of you. So thank you, April and Jay.
Likewise, thank you so much.
We are going to dive right in because we got so much time to talk about and so little time. Yes. So advanced Arcturian hybrid. Can you explain that to us? What is that?
Yes, absolutely. So I came about in a very complex way. So what does it mean is that the word hybrid in itself, we know we heard of it. We know that the human race is classified as a race of hybrids because the DNA has been manipulated and there's so many different intergalactic groups that had their own mix to the human genome. And we hear of that. But how does it apply in my case, which is very different? It's that genetically, my body, my physical form was engineered by the Arcturians, blending an aspect, a DNA aspect from human DNA from my mother, obviously, and also blending with the DNA of Arcturian, but also I'm also a blend with other intergalactic groups. So I'm very a prototype in a way that we wanted to create almost like a holographic body, a very light body that will contain a very high level of DNA material. And also as a conduit, it's like, think of me as I'm this really organic antenna, a receiver of lots of frequencies that the Arcturian Collective, I work with different councils of elders, and I work also with other intergalactic groups such as the Andromedan. They can transmit frequency, then I through my body, even through my inner energetic gateways, we transmit those frequencies into the earth grids, and to the grids, then it goes everywhere on the planet. So I am really an anchor, a really powerful light energy onto the planet. And I'm here to help to shift the paradigms. I'm here to help people to educate themselves, to really, you know, help you, help everybody remember really who you are and help people to co-create a reality through a new consciousness, a new era of consciousness, or return to the divine blueprint of the earth. So we're here on a really high mission. So high mission is high tools, right? and high specialties. And so how I came about, it was collaborative efforts of our councils of elders, the councils of the Arcturians, even with the Andromedans and others group to bring about, you know, this project as a projection. I'm here on the planet, but at the same time, I'm also back in Arcturus. I also work very actively off planet. I do a lot of work on and off planet. So yeah, I'm very busy lately.
There's so much to digest and pull apart and just what you just my first thought is, how did you come to the knowledge that you were part of this program?
Young age, that's a really good question. My journey started for me like very, very early on. It's something I've been sharing a lot with people, is that because even the way my chakra system is wired, even the way my brain is wired, I've always been in that sense of constant holographic telepathic exchange with my group and other groups. I remember, I'll give you an example of this. I remember even by the age of five year old, that's my marker. A little bit before that, but 5 year old is my marker point, where I would have very conscious dialogue with my groups and other intergalactic groups, assessing about what I feel, what I see, you know, the ground, like going into kindergarten, observing the behavior of the adults, those who are considered the children, observing the hierarchy or the structure of the school, which I found so illogical, and there were so many things that I would change, and having those conscious conversations. So like as a child in school, I would be classified as quiet, shy, in her way and in her world. But yes, I am in my world because I am in constant communication. I can be sitting on a chair, looking like I'm just observing, doing nothing, but in the background, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of assessment, there's a lot of transfer. So I remember as young as a little child, and then as I was growing up, I was growing in consciousness, growing in abilities, my capacity for receiving that information or to hold frequency was simply increasing as I was growing up. That makes sense.
Oh yeah.
So when you are notified of this and you say that you're in, you know, you're in one place and then another place, are you simultaneously being able to do so? So for example, as we're having our conversation with you right now, are you also there, or can you be also there simultaneously at the same time projecting that?
Great question. Indeed, I am. And for the past week or so, an aspect of my galactic self is off planet right now. I'm training and I'm in communication and I'm in training, receiving new downloads with a group of elders, which I'm going to be working more with. So I know that I always tell people I'm not fully complete right now. There's an aspect of my galactic self that is currently off planet. I can feel it. It's like feeling on the inside. And I know it's like telling you one of your kids is out of the house, going on a sleepover for the weekend at a friend's house, you will feel there's something missing. There's a presence, an energy missing, right? Oh, for those who are parents, right? Mm-hmm. Even if you have 3-4 kids, doesn't matter. If one is not there, it makes a difference. It changed the dynamic, right? Well, it's something similar. Well, right now I have an galactic aspect of myself that is currently working with a group of elders.
Did you know when your galactic self left your human self? Was there a feeling of like that, or was it just kind of like, I'm not feeling the same today?
Or is it like, I just got a job, this part of me that went to work today kind of thing?
Yeah, it's more like this, like I feel there's an aspect that I feel different. And I know that there's a part of me who was working as I do a lot of galactic off-planet work. At the same time, I can be in session doing a healing session with a client. So it's all happening all at once. Mm-hmm. So that aspect of myself that is here, I'm not dividing myself like human versus galactic. It's still me in all aspects, like a diamond. Think of it as a diamond shape. If you look at different multifaceted of a diamond, the diamond is still connected to all there is. It's still the being, but it's just a facet, what we call a soul emanation. So right now I have a soul emanation identified as one of my aspect of my galactic self that is currently off planet doing work with the elders.
How many people, you've been doing the work, you've acknowledged it, you seem pretty tapped and tuned in from a very early age, as you mentioned. How many people are out there in existence? I mean, just as a scope, if you would you say that are hybrids, but they don't know that they're hybrids? Are there there, or do people that are hybrids know that they're hybrids like you do?
Great, great point. So being a hybrid, it's like if maybe have 100,000s of shades of gray, you will have different levels. For example, I've seen instances, because I work with thousands of people, and part of the sample, I will have a client says, I have always known deep in my being, there's something profoundly different about me. There's something I'm not completely clicking with this world, or socially, it feels awkward. I can feel that. Now it's a feeling that starseed also have, which we'll talk about in a moment. But to answer your question is that being a hybrid could be that you are the genetic product of the two human spark combined together, a male and female together, a human spark. But during the pregnancy, your star group incorporating aspect of DNA to help that person to really accelerate their evolution and making sure it's bringing a support system of that DNA strand that will help them according to what their blueprint is about. That could be an aspect of it. And I could feel that it's part of you, you know, it's part of your DNA, it's part of your quantum field. You feel it. It can be more subtle. It's just an impression. Some people have no idea to the word or the label hybrids, but there's a knowingness at a soul level. And usually there's a knowingness, there's a feeling, an impression, a way of living, a way of being that comes with it. That makes sense.
Oh, for sure. Do you have hybrid children?
That's a good question. One thing I want to tell, and I said that all across the board, we'll make it clear, I'm not here to reproduce. And so I never reproduce. This is when I'm not here for it. I'm not built that way. Mm-hmm. I don't have the capacity to do that. So in that sense, no. I have stepchildren and I call my kids, but they're my husband's children and they became my kids. And they're gifted, mostly humans. But on my home, genetically, that was made very, very clear. And they told me in a very early age, you're not here to go through the reproduction system.
Wow.
So I said, okay. Not because I have other work. I have a lot of other work to do. And this is not what I'm here for.
How is this, or has this changed your view on, let's say, religion, for example, like the way you've been created? So you've been, you know, created as a hybrid. Has this changed your view, or does it alter one's view when they're listening to this about how they view religion? You know, from, hey, a source created us and we just kind of like, here we are, we're in the image of God or goddess or everything like this. How is what you're going through, your experience, different? Can you shed some light on that for us?
I love it. What a great topic. And of course, I want to say I respect explicitly everyone's values. And also religion identification and how they feel about religion. However, if you look at my love and respect always says, it has profoundly has affecting everything that I feel, see, experiment, touch, the way I will analyze, perceive things. I've always feel like sometimes I'm in a parallel reality and I'm just navigating through the other's reality, and I'm there and I'm an observer as I am here as a paradigm shifter. So I'll give you a good example of this, if I may. Mm-hmm. Less than a year ago, a client of mine who I've grown really fond of, a beautiful lady, it was part of her soul journey to transition beyond the physical form because she had other work to do. And so I was invited to her funeral in a very 3D religions matter. So you're sitting in a church, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting in the back as a respect because my energy feels really white. So I didn't want to overwhelm anybody energetically. So I sit in the back and I just sit there and I observe and listen to what the priest was saying. And again, I'm here to honor the soul who has transitioned onto the light, the realms of light, and support their loved ones, friends who've come. And so I'm looking in the coffin, and the next thing I know is I see her behind the priest, and she's going like this on stage looking at me. And she tells me, don't look at the coffin. I'm not there. I'm right here.
Wow.
And so I literally see the priest repeating the word sinner, maybe 5, 6, 7 times, which imprint your subconscious. So already I was analyzing the speech. I'm like, oh, you're doing imprint, or you are imprinted yourself, and then you're passing on imprint in your subconscious, take that on. And it creates core values, it creates belief system, it creates all kind of imprint. So I'm analyzing, I can't help it. It comes to me, I can see the words, I feel the energetics, and then I can see her. And she stayed for a while, and I was smiling. And then when I acknowledge and I say, okay, I'm not gonna look at an empty wooden box, again, all out of respect, I will look at you and honor you. And then once it's done, then she went on. During the ceremony, you know, I see all kinds of things. I see beings walking in the church. I see Master Sananda. I'm starting to talk with Sananda, asking him what he's thinking about this painting of him or the image on the cross. What was his view as a master? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking with Master Sananda. Sananda, just so for the interview purpose, Sananda is known as Jesus. Christ is something else, but Jesus, and the character of Jesus. But in the higher realm, in the galactic community, we know him as Master Sananda. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking with him, and I said, this is a nice, you know, painting of you. How do you feel about it? And then we're having this conversation, and I see this being walking in the church. I'm having a whole different experience.
I guess so.
Whatever the church, yeah, whatever the priest is saying.
I wonder how whatever he's taking. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But when I look at, as I held the priest in the higher slate, I was talking to his higher self, talking to his heart, looking at him to his third eye to help him remember that him too is a divine being of light, and that him too has great power within him. He carried divinity within him, but he has chosen a path that will program him and identify him in a very specific structure, mm-hmm. or a box. And that box says, remember your place, remember who is higher in authority than you or greater than you, and remember that what you need to do in order to be worthy or to deserve the presence of God or the presence of Source or to be, you know, going to heaven and so forth. So I found it fascinating to watch a multitude of belief structure of sub, what I call sub-reality within the matrix of reality. And then when you abide by a certain sub-reality, such as a religion, regardless of what that is, then you become identified to that sub-reality. And I'm just standing outside of all of it, and I'm observing how it influences people and their own connections. And I found it fascinating.
What did Sananda think about the image of him on the cross with the roses, the thorn, and the nails?
Yeah, well, Master Sananda, as we know, has ascended a long time ago. And I had a chance to talk with him consciously, and he brought me to the realms of light, and he showed me what it looks like, what it feels like. I even saw the new blueprints of the earth and where things are going. He showed me some blueprints. I'm not able to consciously remember them, but it's imprinted inside of me. I remember with my soul. And it was once we were looking at the blueprints, he showed me, and I will answer your question in a moment, April, because it's all interconnected. We're in the realms of light, and he showed me clearly that once you are at that level, nothing else exists but the light, nothing else. Everything else would become part of the one. And he showed me like we were walking, like it looks like a long corridor, and the light is so pure, it's like milk. It's not blinding, it's not sun energy, it's not, there's no color, it's just pure purity, and it's encompassing, it's omnipresence, it's everything. It has this milky texture to it. And then it opened like a sliding door on the side, And what he showed me the solar system. And he said, when you go through that door, you're going back into that reality, that what's called the physical creation. And then when you go back to the earth, you're re-entering the matrix reality you call duality or polarized field. And into that polarized field, you will experience bad, good, dark, light, perpetrator, victim, and all of it, and all in one world, right? Then he closed the sliding door, and we were back in the realm of light. But he said, when you come back here, did you see that nothing else exists? He wanted me to understand that. And what he was doing is was helping me reawakening some ancient memory connectors within myself. Well, I recognize and remember what the omnipotence of creator feels like. So he was reacting that in me. So that day at the church, I asked him about what you're asking, April. What's your take about that, Master Sananda? And he said to me, in a such unconditional love in coming from him, and he said to me, that was a 3D depiction of an imprint from a long time ago. This is not who I am. And
what did he mean by that? It's an imprint from a long time ago. Did he mean that that happened to someone else? Did it happen? Like, what exactly did he mean by that?
An imprint in time, it's a memory in time. Right? We know that this happened two, three thousand years ago. And don't quote me in a timeline here. Yeah. I'm just giving just about.
Yeah.
But it says in that frame of time, in that time, in that moment, that's an imprint in time that's stamped 2000 years ago. But if you hold on to that image, that's 2000 years ago. It's just a memory in time or an imprint in time. This is not who I am. What you're doing is perpetuating a paradigm of suffering. And this is absolutely opposite of the real teaching, the real aspect of who he is. That makes more sense.
What is the purpose for these the other beings out there in the galaxies, if you would? What is their purpose here on Earth? What do they either want to help us with, hurt us with, and why are we so important?
You are very important, first because you are part of Creator, you are part of the omnipresence, the one dimensional, which is a singularity mind of Creator, the love, oneness, the completion. Without you, well, there's no oneness without you. And so you're very important. Everyone on the planet is. And that's part of the reversal of thought system that for thousands of years, your religion, structures, government, false belief system, whatever that comes from, that it's about you're powerless, meaningless, small, you're just human. It's human to make mistake. It always makes me smile. What does it mean? Oh, it's okay. It's human to make mistake. What does it even mean? It felt a meaning to me. I fail like energetically. So we're very prone on promoting your empowerment, helping everyone to remember who you really are, what you are part of, what you carry within you, what you've come to do. You're healed by soul design. You're here on a divine mission. You're here by contributing something extremely important. The other aspect of why you're so important is because right now all eyes are on the earth, because what we are doing, we're making history. Galactic history, intergalactic history, and so forth. We are making history. We are helping our planet or your planet, the Earth, and other planets and other systems that you don't even aware of, in terms of helping others to evolve. They're also on the same level or on the verge of a huge evolutionary step. And in addition to that, any form of opposition of light, whether it's oppression, slavery, dark energy, malevolence, anything like that, it stops here. It's no longer going into the world. We're not kicking anybody out of the planet to get them elsewhere so they can reproduce the same paradigm. We're here to resolve this once and for all. It's a complete extraction, and these beings will be brought into a place where they can have a chance to evolve and change and clear the karma and do other things. But we're not repeating the same patterns, because what happened is that there are many soul star seed currently on in incarnation on the planet as humans who've come from system on home worlds or galaxies where the same systems or the same dualistic polarized reality was installed, and they kicked them out, so to speak. War emerged, all kind of stuff. And then these energy found their way here on this earth. So it created huge karma. And many of those souls have come back to help to clear that up. Mm-hmm. So we are making history. This is why it is so important. All the help, the assistance. But the assistance is also to show us how very powerful we are. Remember, you're the one boots on the ground. You're the one in physical incarnation. You're the one here. So we understand better what's needed here, that we can do partnership, we can have collaboration with the Intergalactic Councils of Light, with the Councils of Elders, with the other groups, the angelic realm. But we're the ones here. And we make such a huge impact on the day-to-day. You know, things as simple as, I'm gonna come back to 3D now. Mm-hmm. Things as simple as pick up your trash. Don't throw a bottle of water off of your window when you drive because it's more convenient. Because the trees and the ecosystem you're affecting, don't consciously think about it through the mental mind, but you are affecting your own energy field. Mm-hmm. I had a meeting this morning, a business meeting, right before our amazing time together. And my husband and I were getting off the highway, okay? There is this little ecosystem, a little tiny park with trees, beautiful variety of trees, and it's full of trash. Bags, plastic bags, bottle left behind. And the trees are talking to me. They feel sad. They feel like their life force energy has been not being honored. They feel like they're trash themselves. And I'm sending them healing energy, tell them how much they're important, how much they're loved, how much they bring. They bring oxygen, they bring life, they contribute to the holistic system of the earth, which we are a part of. And I'm thinking, that's lower consciousness.
Yeah.
Does that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does.
For sure. Yeah, thanks for asking. Oh, wait, I have to ask this question. So what does your husband think about being an Arcturian hybrid and your children? And did you tell your husband in the beginning right away, or did you wait a while to tell him this?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. So we were meant for each other. In fact, my husband was foretold to me a few years before we met. I was shown by one of my family members who already have passed on into the realm of light. My French grandmother came to me and she said, she don't talk to words, she talks to their mind. She said, come, so I want to show you something. She brought me to this room and I saw this man there with the depiction. I can see his face, eyes color, hair color, feature. And I said, but he's the one I want. And she goes, and she showed me a pathway. You have to go through a certain pathway to get to that point. But she let me understood that at a soul level, prior to this incarnation, we knew that we would be coming together. Mm-hmm. So his name is Peter Benson. He creates absolutely amazing tools based on tensor technology.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's based on what Archangel Metatron downloaded to him as a design, and he was instructed to create. This is just an example of it. And I mean, what he does is phenomenal and helps so many people. So when we met, Peter found my group. So I was teaching, doing a lot of meditation, doing a lot of workshop in the community here in Arizona. So he knew that he was coming to me already in a certain spiritual consciousness background, not that we met in a grocery store buying fruits, you know. We were so, and that was the beginning of us. And he absolutely, it was very clear from the beginning. He saw videos online, of me with interviews. It was very clear. I told him, I says, okay, you come with three teenagers. I come with an intergalactic group. Can we make this work? And it was like, you know, the perfect blending of each other. He accepted me completely. And that's because from his own soul lineage, Peter's from the angelic realm. So angelic and intergalactic, we go well together. And it's just, it works.
Which is his well. Connection Wonderful. To Metatron then, right? Being from the, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to ask you this last question if I can, because there's a lot of this thrown down and I'm going to ask you if this even matters, but you hear things like, well, don't listen to anything from the Galactic Federation. Don't listen to anything from the Galactic Council. What are the other Galactics?
The Galactic World, the Galactic Council, the Galactic Federation.
Will the true Galactic please stand up? Right. So is there a true Galactic, or does it really matter? I mean, are these just labels that everybody's putting it? Because there seems to be this inner fighting a lot about the different, hey, you're being infiltrated if you listen to this version of Galactus. Can you help us shed some light on that?
Oh, a fantastic, outstanding, especially right now. Right now, there's a very complex web of intertwined information, which is different from knowledge, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what we do when I work with people, whether it's private or in groups. One thing we have to look is that, are you in a clarity and a purity of your communication and your connections? Because, you know, how many times we hear hashtag command talks to me? Great. There's a way, there's protocol to establish if you're re-talking to an aspect of hashtag, or you're talking to a reptilian that disguised himself as hashtag.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's the same thing with the Galactic Federation. So here's the thing. A planet in the midst of history, a planet in the midst of rising into an ascended version of itself that is long overdue. Those who are behind the scene, it goes like, no, I don't want to lose my kingdom. I have a good grip here. I like people working for me. It serves me, right? Self-serving. And I'm pulling very neutral here. I'm not pulling negativity at all. I'm very neutral. Mm-hmm. Then what I would do is, let's create an energy of doubt, even to source or point of source, such as intergalactic groups, galactic federations, councils of light, masters even, in other form, we're going to create a shred of doubt in the collective consciousness to, as an attempt to disconnect the true point of connections. Because if everybody on the planet reconnect in a true sense, then we're shifting the paradigm on a dime. That's not very convenient for those who are behind the scenes who want to keep things the way they have been for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to your higher discernment. Now, I want to bring something here. Your higher discernment has nothing to do with your lower mind. It's not about the lower GPS that you've been using to navigate to 3D. Your higher discernment is the true wisdom that you carry within your heart, accessing your gateway of your heart, the wisdom of your soul. If it's not, if anything you receive is less than positive empowerment to give you the tool, the inspiration to recognize who you are, to give you also access to true information, knowledge, guidance that promotes you, then question, am I in the presence of an aspect or a diversion of an aspect of the Galactic Federation? Am I being infiltrated? Am I being, you know, redirected in another way so I can look the other way and ignore the guidance, the help, the assistance, the sources that I can tap into? What is going on? Ask the real questions. In case of doubt, I have a protocol, very easy. Okay. Three times, ask, are you of the highest light? And repeat three times in a row with authority, commanding, are you of the highest light? Three times in a row. Anything of a lower frequency, they won't be able to stay. They get angry with you or frustrated, or they're going to have to go away. So that protocol is simple and effective.
That's very good. Mm-hmm.
That is very good.
That's excellent. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for that tip. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
InfiniteHealingFromTheStars.com, Vivian. When people do go to that site, what experience would you like for them to get out of that? And what would you like for them to leave with?
The word experience is exactly it. Our website is frequency, energy, and experiential. We want to welcome you. You're going to feel the presence. You're going to feel an omnipresence already the moment you step on the site. To look as we walk with you the moment you visit the site, whether it's through our copper art store that my husband Peter creates, and also through the advanced healing programs that I offer, there's an experience. Everything has an intention with energy, love, inspiration. We're here to be of service to humanity, to the earth. We're here to help you reaching your fullest and highest potential, because at a higher level, we recognize who you are. It's beyond the personality, beyond your story. We see the being behind you, who you are. So it really is, we encourage everyone to even just look through, feel. And then we also have a press page for the book. We also have a documentary coming up on November 30th, the official public release. It's a film by J3 Films that you mentioned in my bio earlier, April. I did a collaboration consultant work on the second. In the third one, I'm part of the Ascension part, alongside with Mary Rodwell, also part of it, and other amazing people. It's coming up on November 30th. It's called Extraordinary, The Revelations.
And where can people find that?
On my website, under press. I have a press page. All the information and documentary is there, including the link to the webpage, the official webpage for the documentary.
Very nice.
We're going to have all the links in the description below, everybody. So do check out our soul sister, her, Vivian Chauvet. She's really, really cool to meet you here today. Much love to you. And thank you so much. Thank you for your journey in life that you're sharing with us. It's very, very helpful. And again, if you'd like to reach out and you're resonating with what she's saying, click on the link below and do visit her and find out what you got. And her husband makes some cool stuff too. So check that out there. It looks pretty cool there. So thanks everybody for hanging out with us. Thanks, Vivian. Appreciate you being here today. Much love and luck to you on your journey. And we will see everybody next time. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together, we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks and God bless, Patriots worldwide.
Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences, our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course, because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're going to hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go. I got a voice out there. It's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use to that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it, it could be for months or years, and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you. So you don't have to go through that same journey that we have. Okay. You can just go right there, pass go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course. And then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.